And we welcome Renee Harvey, Vice President of Community Outreach for the Browns, for her usual spot here to talk about some different things going on. Let's start with the Browns' involvement with the NFL High School Player Development Leadership Forum that's coming up Friday.
You're right. We're hosting this in the Field House, and this event is it's kind of a cool event, one that's different. They're doing this in a few NFL markets, and Cleveland's been identified as one. And we've invited nearly 50 local high school football athletes to attend the event, and it's really kind of the leaders of their football programs. There's a criteria that's been set in terms of GPA and attendance and leadership qualities that they have. And the goal is really to not only prepare these kids, these student-athletes, to take leadership-type things that they can take back to their teams, but also to prepare them for life after high school. And they're doing some great things. So there's three components to the event, and they're doing some community service. They're actually going to go out and volunteer at the Cleveland Food Bank.
Nice.
And they're also going to take part in a leadership reaction course. And they're doing a lot of things with character development as well. So there's actually a session in the morning where they take them through the impact of social media. You know, so everybody's so quick to jump on social media, and you know, quick thoughts are out there, and they don't realize the lifetime effect that those things can have. So they really embed and teach these kids a lot of lifetime things that they can take with them.
And they're going to hear from head coach Rob Chudzinski.
They are. So they're going to just get a welcome from coach, you know, our involvement with this event. Also, NFL player engagement representatives Tony Stewart and Matt Stover will also be in attendance. So great partnership with the National Guard and the NFL, and a great opportunity to provide for some local student athletes.
Excellent. Now, often in these, in fact, pretty much most of the time in these segments, we talk about the players and coaches and wives and such involvement in the community. We don't often touch on the Browns backers, but they contribute quite a bit as well.
They do, and this is something that, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of folks probably don't realize unless you're a Browns backer, but it's a really important part of what our Browns backers do. And so we wanted to make sure we congratulated Dallas area Browns backers, and they actually they were our recipient of the Club of the Year for this year, and so they
nice.
Just had their party this last year, or this last weekend, rather. And I want to congratulate them for raising almost $8,000 for their local children's charities. And then they also had over 150 people in attendance. And then Browns alumni Joe Turkey Jones was actually in attendance as well. So just a great way to celebrate a great job that they're doing in their local community.
I'm not surprised, because it was such a great turnout when we played the game down there at Dallas when the team arrived at the hotel. And Joe Turkey Jones, noted, of course, for dumping Terry Bradshaw on his head very violently. And I guess that's the picture he hands out that he autographs,
right? That's
the
picture he signs, yes. Very proud of that, I think.
That's great. And we want to welcome some new Browns backers.
Is an exciting time, of course, for the Browns. And so we're seeing an increase in signups. We have over 104,000 individual members, and our Browns backer clubs are increasing as well. So we have 370 clubs and four new clubs just within the last 7 days. So we want to make sure we welcome Vermilion Browns backers, New Orleans Browns backers, Chi-Town, Dog Pound in Chicago, and the Columbus, Georgia Browns backers as well.
Fantastic. All right. Good stuff, Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.